There is a certain irony in the concern that accessibility for athletes and fans is not what it could be in Sochi. That may not be surprising, given the fact that few nations of the world pay much attention to accessibility issues. There are efforts to convince countries around the world to acknowledge the need and provide facilities for disabled travelers much along the lines of our Americans with Disabilities Act. Kerry Morgan is a Summer Games Paralympian and a professor at Washington University's School of Medicine in the Occupational Therapy Program. She joins us now by phone. Kerry, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
What are you hearing about Sochi and the shortcoming, the shortfall, if you will, in the accessibility department?
Yep, I've heard a couple mixed reviews, and they still have a little time to pull it together, but I think what I'm hearing most is that a lot of the things are in place, such as the ramps and the different lifts needed, but they're not always well seen or well labeled. Some of the lifts, only the instructions are in English and not in other languages. Apparently, where the accessible bathrooms are currently being used as storage area for janitorial supplies. So I think some of the issues are using the space and the different accommodations that were put in there in the right ways. But hopefully they're going to pull that together.
They've got a couple of weeks to do just that. But as I indicated in the introduction, this is really nothing new with regard to Americans with disabilities traveling abroad. They just don't seem to get it over there the way we do here.
No, it's true. Different countries have different regulations and handle it differently, and some countries don't have any regulations at all. And it's interesting, as a Paralympic athlete, I've been able to do all this international travel, and you just never know what you're going to get as far as when you go to a different country and what you're going to be able to get as far as accessibility goes.
Tell us about some of the problems you have faced and encountered in your travels.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool when a city says they're going to host the Olympics or also required to host the Paralympics. And so kind of the way it works is they have the Olympic athletes go in, and then there's this two-week period where they kind of clean up and revamp, and then the Paralympic athletes go in. So in the Olympic areas, the host cities are required to meet some accessibility criteria. And that's been the case. I've competed in China in 2008 and London in 2012. And really, the Olympic facilities have been pretty great. Now, there's always, you know, Steve and Josh referred to always having to adapt and be able to work through things. In London, our rooms were very accessible, except they were so tiny. And I shared it with a roommate who was also in a wheelchair. We were both in wheelchairs. And we both couldn't fit through the walkway at the same time. So if either one of us had to go to the bathroom, one person would actually have to leave the room while the other person rolled through the walkway and went to the bathroom. So some of that stuff you work out. But really, most of the issues kind of occur once we leave this nice accessible area, which is the Olympic area, and then go out into the different cities. And I can remember in 2008, China was a great host to us, and they really wanted us to go around and experience their city. And we went out, and we realized that there's no accessible bathrooms anywhere. So I'm not sure how the people in China with disabilities, if they're in a wheelchair or need a little larger facility, manage that. But there was definitely very difficult to find accessible bathrooms. So what they did was they put porta potties around the city, kind of in some of the populated tourist destinations, so that Paralympians could go to the bathroom when they were out and about. But that's not really a solution for the people with disabilities living in those countries.
Tell us about the current international effort to change that and use the Americans with Disabilities Act as kind of the template for it.
Yeah, so there's a treaty called the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, and 158 countries have signed it, U.S. being one. Kind of the next step to that is ratification of this treaty. Out of those 158 countries, 141 have ratified the treaty, but the United States hasn't done so yet. In 2012, it went up for a vote, and it fell 5 votes short of the majority vote required. So it's pretty disappointing because we're really here in the United States very much leaders in accessibility, especially with the Americans with Disabilities Act. And until we ratify that treaty, the U.S. won't have a place at the table to collaborate or have discussions about how other countries could kind of learn from our model. So we really need to work on advocating and showing the importance of this treaty so we can make other countries as accessible as we are.
What has the argument been against signing?
You know, I think a lot of it is just not truly understanding the intent of what it's trying to do. It is not trying to change U.S. law. U.S. law will not change through this. It's simply trying to share our knowledge with other countries.
What can we as citizens do to get on our folks to get on the stick on this?
Yeah, one of the votes we need is actually here in Missouri through Senator Blunt. So, advocating through Senator Blunt's office and saying, hey, this is an important thing for Missourians, but also for people in the United States to be behind.
Is any other vote scheduled?
They're trying to organize another one coming up soon. I don't know exactly when, but probably pretty soon.
Final question. Will you be competing in the next Summer Olympics?
Yeah, I'm trying to. I'm kind of getting a little beat up and getting aged a little. So as long as my body hangs in there, I'm going to make one more run.
And what is your event?
I'm on the wheelchair track team, and I do anywhere from the 100 meters to the 800 meters.
Well, good luck to you, Carrie Morgan. I hope you are able to make it and hold yourself together until the games are over. But thanks so much for being with us.
Yep, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks to Carrie Morgan, also to Steve Cash and Josh Pauls. Coming up, the Olympic sport of curling and some local proponents with a special announcement. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.